Now, we're going to go over to some more local issues, and I am joined now on the line with Independent Councillor Bill Clear for the Naas Municipal District. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Tara. Morning, listeners. How are you all today?
Well, do you know, it's Thursday. We're getting there.
We can smell
the weekend. It's coming close to us. But, Bill, you had a couple of motions, but one of them, you were looking, the council installs a pedestrian crossing on the Kilcullen Road. That's from Swans on the Green towards Super Value. That's in light of safety concerns for pedestrians. It is a busy road there.
Yeah, we've had a number of issues there. So much they're trying to fall. Start out particularly people tripping, you know, so they haven't engaged a consultant to look at that, and they're coming back to fix some issues with, and hopefully we'll stop people tripping, particularly the elderly, which I'm usually concerned about. What I'm talking about is from Larry Swans across to Super Value, you know. Mm. So previously there was a bit of an island in the middle, so you could be able to kind of go across waste and go across. And this whole scheme was to encourage more children really to cycle or walk to school, you know. And parents have said to me, that section there, I don't feel comfortable letting my kids go on their own. Driver behaviour is an issue. I've seen it myself, you know. I got it myself from somebody, you know. I'm fine, able body. I was like, just roll the eyes at them and say, will you cop on? But blowing the horn at you and everything, saying, what are you doing walking out on the road? But I saw a lady with one of these mobility aids, and this fella, we should know better, blowing the horn, roaring at her, you know. Yeah. So there's a perception there that there isn't the priority is not with the pedestrian. It is. And if you knock them down, five people were knocked down the main street last year, and, you know, it's terrible for the people who are knocked down, but the people who did the knocking down, they're in for a world of pain, to be honest, you know what I mean, if they're at fault. But I'm going back to the crossing. I want a zebra crossing from Swans to thing. We thought as councillors that was going in. He gave us the impression from the design that it was, but it didn't. And I'm pushing hard for that now because it's just not safe, you know, going across there. And people really should let people cross. But at the end of the day, it's a road, you know, but it should be a pedestrian crossing there.
And actually, just that in the greater scheme, as you said, and even parents are trying to encourage children to walk to school. And I know as a parent, you have to think about the route in advance because you're like, they're okay there, but they're not okay at this junction. And you're right, that is a busy junction there. And unfortunately, we can't always rely on the driver to, you know, to stop, and if it's not a zebra stopping, to let people go across. And you'd prefer that was the case, but when it's not, you know, we need to, that it makes sense, that the flow makes sense. So if we're talking about people safely accessing, doing business in the town, that's what we need to be doing. Okay,
So I'll be pushing really hard on that. But, you know, at the end of at one point, if you sort that out, a lot more people allow their children. 90% of the drivers are fine, you know. It's just those couple of people who have this notion in their head that they are in a big two-ton vehicle and they can just drive and do what they like. You can't. It's not possible. But, I mean, and then that little chance of something happened to a child, parents will never, ever, ever take that risk. I kid myself, I wouldn't do it, you know.
Now, another motion, which was quite an interesting one, and it definitely took my attention. You had brought up that the council looks at a feasibility of installing free SPF sunscreen dispensers in Curlestown Park as a pilot project, including estimated cost, suitable locations within the park, maintenance requirement, and a possible sponsorship with the Irish Cancer Society. What prompted you to bring that motion forward, Bill?
Two things. First was in a park in Dublin, in Dunleary, I saw it, you know, these dispensers, which are nothing major. I mean, they're like these hand dispensers you use to, you know, wash your hands in a bathroom, you know, these things, right? Easily fillable in a regular thing. And Cardiff Town Park has a person there most of the time, so they could fill these as part of the thing. They could be in the toilet, you know. So they're using them in Dublin. But also, they're in the council building, you know, for people, the staff to use, you know. And I said, okay, you know, maybe we'll do a pilot project, you know. So the answer was a blank no. But I reckon I got the fella who gave me the no on a bad day. So often, we all have bad days. So I'll just go back and keep at it and say, come on, you know, can we just put one of these in here? And I know him, and he will he will be like us all. We all can be grumpy on a Monday, you know.
But now I know, and obviously there is the I figured when you had proposed it, it might have been something you'd seen. Now I thought maybe it was kind of when I think of sunscreen, and I know in Australia it's something they are. It's very prominent. Yeah. But you know, I suppose we haven't thought about it much in Ireland. Now I know Irish Cancer Society would say we need to, and of course we do. Skin cancer is a big issue, and just because we live in Ireland, we're so good when we go abroad, but not as good when we're at home, and we do need to be more aware. But there is an element of, I suppose, individuals' responsibility for themselves too.
Yeah, but I mean, people pay their taxes and people pay things, so you know, people are entitled to have something that to help them prepare. Particularly in Cardiff Sound Park, if a parent forgot their sunscreen, whatever, you know, at least they could grab a bit there and stick it on the kids, you know, or whatever. Anybody, kids who are playing sports, and say, yeah, "Oh, I'll stick this on." Irish skin is particularly susceptible to skin cancer. People will say, "Oh, should we never get the sun here?" I know, but when we do, we're not protecting ourselves properly, and that's a fact. And anybody, and any chemist, and any doctor will tell you that. And skin cancer, and anybody who I know, two people who've had it, and one unfortunately passed away. But you know, it is a particularly bad one to get, you know, and we're all watching, you know, our kids and stuff for any kind of moles on ourselves, you know. So if we can do anything, and it's a pilot project in a park that is hugely used by all sorts, that I think we'll do it. There's another thing that I will push really, keep going at. My experience being a counsellor now, I know you start off and then you just keep moving and pushing and dragging, and eventually you get there, you know.
You break them down. Yeah. But it does actually, seeing something like that, it does kind of bring the awareness going, oh gosh. And as you said, sometimes we forget, or you spend longer than you had intended, and then having that there. And it could be, as you said, something that could be done in partnership with the likes of the Irish Cancer Society or another body. But anyway, now I know
that. And a lot of older people use it, and I know from elderly relations I have, if you're on certain medications, you'll see people with old people with huge hats. It's because certain medications, they're very susceptible to the sun, and they've been warned, do not, you know, be out in the sun, you know what I mean? So look, it's from top to bottom.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us on air this morning. That was Independent Ireland Councillor for the Naas Municipal District, Bill Clear. Coming up, we